Yesterday, a few games were played in local baseball. Richland Center made a trip to Mauston, which was already a makeup game, and they were able to get the game in, and the Hornets won the game by a score of 15-8. Ithaca traveled to Kickapoo, where they were able to get the game in. The Bulldogs shut out the Panthers 5-0. Ithaca improves to 6-2 on the year. And it was DeSoto getting a 9-4 victory against Wazika Steuben in baseball. Finn Roble was the winning pitcher for DeSoto. Also, Cooper Lummis suffered the loss for Wazika Steuben. In softball action, Ithaca Weston, a winner against Kickapoo, 15-2. J.C. Maxwell, the winning pitcher, Maddie Townsend, suffered the loss. For Ithaca Weston, J.C. Maxwell went 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a double. Maley Plemer was 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored and an RBI. Lexi Rockweiler, 1-for-1 with 2 runs scored. Haley McGlynn, 1-for-1 with 4 runs scored and an RBI. And Brinley Wanless was 1-for-1. For Kickapoo, Kenzie Cade was 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. And Lily Young, 1-for-1 with an RBI in the action yesterday, leading the way for Ithaca Weston in the victory. They improved to 7-0 with that victory. And they will host Riverdale tonight. We'll have the game on WRCO Radio. I talked to Coach Brad Lewis about how it's gone so far for the Ithaca Weston franchise.
We've been hitting the ball well. The girls are just playing good all-around ball in general.
You've had a good start to the conference season. Why is tonight's game outside the league important for you?
For seeding purposes, this year we don't play Royal. Royal got beat by Riverdale. I believe it was like 11-9 or 11-8. And unfortunately, we weren't able to go to Royal's tournament, but Royal will be in our regional or whatever for seeding and stuff. So it'd be a big win for us to take down Riverdale and kind of help for the seeding purposes.
I talked to you early in the season when you were just getting underway with the co-op, but how's it gone overall so far this year?
The co-op has been really good. The girls seem to be really getting along together. It's hard to even look at the team and believe that this is their first year really playing together. You know, we have 3 of the Weston girls on varsity. 2 are our normal starters, and they all fit right in. I mean, it's the chemistry has been really good.
Riverdale coach B.J. Hinkle talked about his team's season so far.
Right now, compared to last year and stuff, one thing I know we wanted to work on was our offense. And I think overall the girls have been making good contact, even against some good pitchers. We're still having a few issues with defense, but, you know, it's getting there. We're just, you know, against the really good hitting teams, we got to make sure we limit how many extra runners we give them on base, because they're gonna continue to hit the ball. So when they do and they give us outs, we got to get those. But yeah, hitting wise, I think we've been doing pretty well.
You've kept Ithaca on the schedule. This is kind of an important game for both teams, even though it's non-conference, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Ithaca, you know, they had the really good run there last year and stuff, and so I think it's just a good, you know, this point in the season, it's a good test for us to see what we can do against a program that's had success up there. And, you know, for them, I'm sure they're looking to see, you know, if they're clicking on all cylinders, too, going into this last stretch of the season, too, before tournaments start.
Riverdale travels to Ithaca tonight. Keep in mind that is a 5 o'clock start time. The Chieftains 7-3 and the Bulldogs unbeaten through 7 games. Elsewhere for Riverdale tonight, baseball action at Darlington, and the Riverdale track teams will be at Cuba City's Invitational. For Kickapoo tonight, softball action as they'll take on Wazika Steuben, and they'll be involved in a multiple school event going on tonight in track action at Onalaska. For Weston, it is JV baseball against Cashton, and as mentioned, Ithaca Weston taking on their opponent Riverdale in softball. For Richland Center, golf action for the Southwest Conference teams today at Lancaster. Also, the Hornet baseball team will be at Logan High School. And in softball, Richland Center will travel to Lancaster. For River Valley, they'll be involved in the track and field meet, which will be hosted by Richland Center tonight. Southwest Wisconsin Conference action, Hornets, Blackhawks, and the Southwest Conference team getting that pre-conference meet going. Also tonight, it will be baseball for River Valley at Prairie du Chien, and River Valley softball taking on Dodgeville at Dodgeville. Also, River Valley soccer will be home against Dodgeville Mineral Point. The spring meeting moved to this Thursday for Church League softball. It'll start at 7 o'clock. Due to a scheduling conflict, it had to be moved. It'll be held in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. As they enter spring, time to meet to wrap up the Church League volleyball season and plan for the Church League softball season, which is ahead. They'll be discussing any concerns from the volleyball season as well as planning for the start of softball, tentatively set for May 19th. For information, contact Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. A sudden total power outage is a big factor in the Brewers losing five of their last seven games. In those games, Milwaukee failed to hit the ball out of the ballpark even once. The last time the team went seven straight games without a home run was 27 years ago. The Arizona Diamondbacks visit American Family Field tonight to start a three-game series. Starting pitcher Chad Patrick is probably hoping one of his teammates will power up and give him a little offensive support. Games yesterday, the Cubs lost to San Diego 9-7, St. Louis 4-2 over Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers got the win against Miami 5-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay 3-2 over Cleveland, Boston 5, Toronto nothing, Minnesota 11, Seattle 4. The White Sox 8-7 over the Angels, and the Yankees beat Texas by a score of 4-2. The Badger men's basketball team will have some new faces this next year. Nolan Winter, though, will be back to kind of add stability. He talked about his decision to stay with the Badger men's basketball team this week.
You know, having a lot of talks pretty much the day after the season ended with everyone, and a couple weeks after, you know, we made up our minds and decided Wisconsin was the best fit for me as a basketball player and a person, and it's where I'm the happiest.
NBA playoff action yesterday, Orlando 94-88 over Detroit. It was Oklahoma City beating Phoenix 131-122 and Denver over Minnesota 125-113. The quick hiring of Taylor Jenkins as the Bucks' new head coach seems to indicate general manager John Horst's job is safe. There had been speculation after the just completed season. Behind the Buck Pass speculates Milwaukee's ownership would not let Horst fill such an important position, then cut ties with him. This year's draft is important. The last three players drafted by the Bucks are no longer on the roster. The Packer front office hopes the team won't have to get so deep in enemy territory to be a winning scoring threat. Florida's Trey Smack was rated the best college kicker available in the draft, and Green Bay took him in the sixth round. Dairyland Express reports that while kicking for the Gators, Smack was 10 of 13 from beyond 50 yards during his college career. Brandon McManus was solid in his first year with the Packers, but injuries broke down his season last year, and some of his misses were game changers. Speaking yesterday with Milwaukee TV station Channel 4, former Packer kicker Mason Crosby talked about the team trading up to get a kicker.
It's funny that that's the mindset, right? Like, you can't trade up to go get a kicker. That's ridiculous. But they saw value at it. This guy was a great college kicker, was the top-rated kicker in this draft. And you kind of feel like, okay, we have a veteran guy. He's coming off some injuries through the season, not his best year. Let's build some competition. Obviously, Brandon's done it for a long time. But, you know, there's been moments of inconsistency.
And one of the major criticisms of head coach Luke Fickell and his staff centers on a failure to recruit in-state players. BroBible.com reports that only 10 of the 74 players signed to play football for Wisconsin in the Fickell years were homegrown. For the first time since 1978, not one Badger player was taken in last week's 2026 NFL draft. Six players from the Badger state were taken, but they had played their football at other colleges. With an update on sports, I am Phil Nee.